You just heard Good Measure and Just Like Everything. Both of those were by the Nova Scotia band Buttes, and they were both from their 2020 album, Dalliance. This is going to be the conclusion of our show. Thank you for listening tonight. Make sure to tune in next week, Wednesday nights, 9 to 11 p.m. That was a great show. We heard from the Shins for the first hour, and in the second half, we heard from Buttes, Ellis, Family Video, Loving, Rose Cousins, and Sarah Harmer. All great Canadian indie bands, all the way from Halifax, Nova Scotia, to Victoria, British Columbia. Thank you for tuning in. Have a good night. This is Melancholia on CALU 102.7 FM or on the web at luradio.ca.
As Indigenous people, our history is documented by our storytellers. The National Film Board of Canada understands the importance of this role and is thrilled to share its collection of over 250 Indigenous-made works with you. Step into the world of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis with online and community screenings. These stories will inspire and initiate conversations on identity, family, community, and nationhood. To learn more or to host a screening in your community, email wideawake@nfb.ca.
CALU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Hello, 안녕, 你好, konnichiwa. You're listening to Asian Pop Stop on CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synthair, and I'll be taking you to the other side of the world to hear great music from South Korea, China, Japan, and other countries throughout Asia. Our first artist for today is a South Korean girl group that went by the name 4Minute. They debuted in 2009 and unfortunately disbanded in 2016. The group is formed by five girls. One of them was Hyuna, as she goes by, who's actually a very well-known South Korean pop singer artist who has been featured quite a bit actually in Western media, and especially known for some of her catchy songs such as Bubble Pop, which you might not know by the name, but there's a pretty good chance that you've heard it before. 4Minute was certainly one of my favorite groups of all time. Absolutely loved the music that they made, and their music videos are always so great. I was really shocked. It took me like a whole year to kind of get over them disbanding. I was very sad to see that happen, but they did make quite a bit of music since their debut, so there is a lot for us to listen to. What we will be hearing are two songs. First is called Domino from their album Name is 4Minute, and then Dream Racer from their album Volume Up. Both of these are sort of, they're very energetic, danceable songs. I really like both of them. Use of the fiddle and Domino in Dream Racer. The chorus is just such a satisfying sort of 80s retro pop sort of sound that it's got with the melody and everything. But I'll let the music speak for itself. Let's give it a listen. This is 4Minute with Domino and Dream Racer.
나를 보며 한숨 뿌려놓겠지. 다들 폼보다는 귀여운 척들만 해대지. 이젠 떳떳하게 going on 멋진 너인 걸
자기 대해봐.
Was 4 Minute with that we heard Domino, also by 4 Minute here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synthair. Oh, I missed 4 Minute. Why did they have to disband? Doesn't make any sense to me. But we can't dwell on those things forever. So, moving on. Our next artist is a Japanese pop singer soloist named Aiko, or at least that's the name that she goes by. I'm having great difficulty finding more information on her online. This is actually one of only a few songs I have from her that you'll be hearing, and this is one of the, or among the first J-pop songs that I ever heard, actually. And so it's quite a classic to me now. I really like the sound of this. It's called Mukai Awase, which I think translates to something like face-to-face. Although I don't know exactly what the lyrics translate to or anything like that, so I can't exactly tell you what it's about, but I do enjoy the sound and the melody and the vocals of Aiko, for sure. Wish I could tell you more, but that's all I got. So, you know, let's let the music do the talking and give it a listen. This is Aiko with Mukai Awase, or Face to Face.
Mm-hmm.
That was Aiko with Mukaiawase, or Face-to-Face. You're on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Cynthia. Wasn't that beautiful? Such a great melody. I love that. Our next artist is back in Korea. And they are referred to as an indie gem by soulbeats.com. They go by the name A-Fuzz, that is A-F-U-Z-Z. And they are an indie jazz fusion band with some incredible talent. Their band consists of four members, and that is Jinny Kim on guitar, Sulki Song on keys, Sunmi Shin on drums, and Hyemin Lim on bass. And they are just incredible musicians. All of the whole band, everyone is a woman also, which is still actually kind of, well, not all that common, even though it's 2019, but I mean, yeah, I'm saying, but anyway, they are great, and you're about to hear that for yourself. They released their first mini album, Fading Light, in 2015, and competed on various television shows in South Korea, essentially band competitions. And they just, you know, are completely into the jazz fusion sound that they go for, and they just do an incredible job of playing. And, you know, all their music is original in their own. And, you know, you really got to see them performing. Like, their studio tracks are great, but it's also very much worth it to see videos of them playing live, even though these are hard to find because they're an indie band from the other side of the world, and, you know, that makes things difficult. But you can really see the incredible skill and passion they have for their craft. Without any further ado, let's give it a listen. We're going to hear two songs by A-Fuzz, two of my favorites. First one is called Chance, and the second one is called Moonshine. Let's give it a listen. Mm-hmm. That was A-Fuzz with Moonshine, and before that we heard Chance, also by A-Fuzz, here on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio 102.7 FM. Wow. Crazy syncopation, and I just love their rhythms and their sound. Fantastic. Definitely an indie gem. No question about that. Our next artist is also from South Korea, although on a somewhat different wavelength. They are a, or I should say were a, very short-lived boy band that went by the name Chaos. And the song we're going to hear by them is called Kiss Kiss. This song is actually really, really good. You know, I wish they would have found success, because I just absolutely adore the sound of this song. You know, I'm not going to go into detail explaining it, though, when I could let you listen to it yourself. So, you know, let's not wait. This is Chaos up next with Kiss Kiss.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Kiss,
That was Chaos with Kiss Kiss here on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio, 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synthair. Oh, I just love that song. That is such a classic. And the truth is that most people who are even into K-pop, probably even, you know, the majority of even Korean people in Korea who listen to K-pop, have never heard this song. What a shame. It's such a great sound. You know, part of the difficulty with, you know, finding success in the music industry is that, I mean, it's not as simple as having a really good song. You can make a fantastic song and, you know, still not find success in building a solid fan base or selling records. Because, you know, it's a music industry, and I mean, as much as there is art in it, there is, you know, it's essentially based on business, so arguably connections and marketing and the like are just as much, if not actually even more important than quality of music, which is, you know, just an unfortunate reality of the music industry. But, you know, we, a lot of times, you know, certain artists and groups will be sort of indie in the sense that they can support themselves, and so they'll keep releasing music even if they don't have a very large following or they don't make much money off of it, which is nice. But then you have in some cases where a larger company gets involved with, like, with this group Chaos here. They weren't, well, not really a large company, but large enough in the sense that, you know, they have a budget and stuff, and they got to make enough money to offset the cost of producing the music and promoting the artists and stuff like that. And, you know, since that can't be done, then there is, you know, no artist. You know, and I don't know where the individual members of this group are now, whether they're still in music or what they're doing. I would think that they're still doing something involving music, but where or what, I have no idea. And it would be incredibly difficult for me to find out due to the language barrier of search results and stuff like that. My Korean isn't very good, and it's just really slow for me to look through search results and stuff like that. Ouch. Yeah, so moving on, though. Our next artist is none other than the South Korean vocal powerhouse, Ailee. Born Amy Lee, she is actually originally from Denver, Colorado. And she is quite a bit of a superstar in Korea nowadays. And after she participated on televised competitions, and showcased her incredible singing talent. We're going to hear two songs from her. They're two of what are my favorite songs of hers. First one is called You and I, and the second one is called Home. Truth is that I find that most of her studio tracks don't really show what she can do vocally. You have to watch her live performances to really hear how she can sing. I mean, don't get me wrong, her studio tracks are amazing, her voice sounds great, but, you know, to really hear her give it her all and just, you know, if you want to get goosebumps, you gotta watch some of her live performances, which are just absolutely incredible. There's a television show in Korea called Immortal Song, where contestants on the show remake old Korean popular songs. And this is actually a really good show for a lot of Korean pop singers and dancers to show off their talent, because they get a lot more, you know, like there are a lot of people who, you know, are restricted by their record label or whatever for what kind of music they can do and stuff like that. But this gives them a chance to basically, for the most part, do whatever the heck they want. And so there are naturally some pretty amazing results. And you know, it's worth checking out. It's called Immortal Song. So if you even just search on YouTube, Immortal Song Ailey, you'll find like a dozen performances by her. And believe me, if you like music, you like good singing, I'm sure that you will enjoy them. Anyway, without further ado, let's give these two songs a listen. First, You and I. And second is Home, which features the Korean superstar rapper, or superstar isn't right word here. I'm going to say legendary rapper, Yoonmi Ray. Let's give it a listen.
Your lies and excuses. Now just get out my face. 뭘 하던 상관 안 할래
That was Ailee with Home. And before that, we heard You and I, also by Ailee, here on Asian Pop Stop, CILU Radio 102.7 FM. Wow, what a voice. But again, if you know, you really want to hear her sing well, got to watch live performances. Trust me on this. It is worth it. She is, Ailee is... I think she's quite possibly one of the most talented vocalists that, you know, is active, like singing these days, regardless of genre or country of origin or anything like that. You know, and watch her live performances, though, and you'll see why I would say something like that, okay? Gonna do it? Okay, good. All right, so our next artist for today is a South Korean girl group that goes by the name of EXID, E-X-I-D, which is short for Exceed in Dreaming. They are a really, how should I put this? They are one of, well, they were one of my favorite pop girl groups, for sure. I really, really love the music that they come out with, which isn't that surprising considering that a lot of their music is written and produced by Shin Sedong Tiger, otherwise known as S Tiger, who's actually the producer behind a lot of the early music of groups like 4MINUTE, Tierra, and Beast, which are some of my favorite songs of all time. You know, and so he built his own record label and put together this group. And then he writes and produces most of the music along with the rapper of the group, L.E., who was actually originally like a really like an underground sort of rapper, and she's really talented, really great rapping for sure. So they're just they're a really well-rounded group that focuses or I feel like they really have a knack for like extremely addictive dance pop tunes. You know, some of the best hooks that I've heard, really. And we're about to hear two songs by them. First one is a lesser known song of theirs called Boy, which I love the composition, arrangement, and production of. And, you know, it's got some unexpected twists in it. Second song we're going to hear is called DDD. And this was a much more well-known song of theirs, but it is just has it's so energetic. It's got great rap parts, and the chorus is so addicting, such an earworm. Like, it grabs your ear as soon as you hear it, and it's awesome. You know, it's everything that I could want from a really good pop song. So let's give it a listen. This is Boy and DDD by Exit.
I 파리파리 떨려가고
도둑 많아 제발 저렇지 마 쥐잡 듯이 잡아주지 now what you wanna do right now how stupid little dumb dumb stop now
정말 다리가 속인 거네 한 번 하면 또 한 대 버릇돼서 결국 끝난 대
옆에서
미안하다 미안해 가셨다며 똑같네 그냥 그동안 네가 한 모두 서워 기분 참 못 갔네 그럼 난 뭐가 돼 참 돼
힘들어 그만할래 내가 어쩌길 바래 나한테 정말 이런 반대
앞에서 내가 못되게 해도 결국 속아주고
Was Exit with DDD or Dol 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 here. And before that was Boy, also by Exit here on Asian Pop Stop CILU Radio 102.7 FM. I'm your host, Synth Air. Oh, such good energy in that song. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, it's just when I want a good sort of dance pop song, you know, I want something that's energetic and addictive like that, but that also has certain